Ciao Fabri, welcome back for our episode of the week. Let's start with the biggest news of the week. Mudrik, what happened?
Yes, an incredible story. Mikhailo Mudrik to Chelsea. A crazy Saturday, I would say, because it was the breaking news and important exclusive news about Chelsea hijacking the deal from Arsenal. So, of course, now there are many stories around that deal, but it's been a really crazy one. Let's remind that some details, because I wanted to clarify some details. Chelsea will pay 70 million euros guaranteed for Mikhailo Mudrik and 30 million euros in add-ons. How to activate these add-ons? In case Chelsea will win the Champions League and or the Premier League in the next years during the duration of the whole contract, so for the next 7-8 years. And also important to clarify that an amount of starts has always been fixed in this agreement. So Mudrik has to play a lot and to win important titles for Chelsea to activate these add-ons. So it's 100 million euro package, but it's important to clarify it's 70 plus 30. Then it's important also to mention that behind the scenes, we always mention, of course, Arsenal as the priority for the player. And this is something true because Arsenal were the top priority for the player and the player was a top priority for Arsenal. But also that Chelsea in August, in a top secret discussion with Shakhtar, already asked about Mudrik. So they've been with a different strategy on the player, less, I would say, aggressive on the media. But Chelsea have been on Mudrik for a really long time behind the scenes. So their strategy at the end was paying off because they signed the player. Also Arsenal, it's important to clarify, they made a really important bid. 70 million euros plus 25 in add-ons, so really close to Chelsea bid, but the timing has been crucial and how Chelsea also were able in 24 hours to travel, meet with Shakhtar, meet with the agents of Mudrik, bring the player to London, medical tests and everything completed. So a really important move for Chelsea.
Talking about Chelsea, what are the next steps for the Blues?
Yes, now let's see how they will handle the situation with Donny Madueke, because the conversations with his agents have been ongoing for days, but then they decided to go big on Mikhailo Mudrik. So let's see if now Chelsea will decide to proceed to negotiate again with the PSV Eindhoven. They had the first verbal proposal, 30 million, turned down by PSV last week. So let's see if now Chelsea will return or not. They are still speaking to his agents. Let me clarify that also after this, Joao Felix and Mudrik deals, yes. This will not change the situation for Christopher Nkunku. Nkunku is a Chelsea player. I know there is not a statement, but I can guarantee to you that the contracts are signed. Everything is completed, so Nkunku will join Chelsea in July. And then the midfielder. I think now the real priority for Chelsea will be the new midfielder. Let's see what happens with the outgoings, because there is a lot of interest around Conor Gallagher. So let's see if Chelsea will decide to let him leave or not. A lot of interest around Hakim Ziyech too. But the new midfielder is going to be a priority. Again, keep an eye on Moises Caicedo, player who the manager obviously knows very well. Not easy to negotiate with Brighton in January, but Chelsea have his name in the list. So Moises Caicedo, one to watch.
Will Arsenal react after the Mudrik deal, or they won't do anything else this winter?
Yes. First of all, of course, I want to clarify that Arsenal didn't panic that day, that Saturday. Of course, they were disappointed. It's normal to be disappointed because they've been in talks for months to sign Mikhailo Mudrik, so the feeling was absolutely not positive, not good. But also Arsenal don't panic. This is important to say, because they have a vision, they have a strategy. So they feel they did their best to sign Mudrik, a really big proposal to the player, a really big proposal to Shakhtar. So they feel this was their best. They don't want to go over their limits. So this is the vision of the club. And this is why they, of course, are disappointed on missing out on Mudrik. But now they will move on different targets. This already happened with Vlahovic, with Locatelli, with Lisandro Martinez, with Rafinha, all players that Arsenal wanted. But they decided not to do anything crazy, but to act with their vision. So this is what Arsenal are feeling now. About new signings, there are many opportunities, of course, on the market. Now Arsenal internally, Edu, Mikel Arteta, are deciding how to proceed. For example, Trossard is a player who's been offered to Arsenal after his situation with Roberto De Zerbi at Brighton. Facundo Torres had an interview, this Orlando City winger, tonight, speaking about Arsenal, their interest, but at the moment I'm told that Arsenal are not actively working with Orlando to sign Facundo Torres. So let's see if they will decide to change their mind. But as of now, Facundo Torres is not a priority for them. Rafinha is a player they love, but Rafinha, from what I'm told, wants to continue at Barcelona at least until the end of the season. So it's not easy in 2 weeks to find the right player, but Arsenal are on it. Arsenal are exploring the market for a new signing, and for the summer, it's true that they consider Declan Rice internally as a fantastic option for the midfield, but at the moment, it's still not a negotiation with Rice or with West Ham, and in January, he's not leaving.
Atletico Madrid, they loan out João Félix to Chelsea. We know that he got a red card in the first game he played, but they're also working for potential swap deals and maybe movements with Barcelona. Can we talk about it?
Yes, first of all, I want to clarify something about Atletico Madrid. Their priority is Memphis Depay, and Memphis Depay's priority is Atletico Madrid. I know in the last 24 hours we had these rumors about a potential swap deal between Inter and Barcelona with Memphis Depay and Joaquin Correa involved, but his agent, Sebastián Ledoux, the agent of Memphis Depay, told me in a very clear way that he's not joining Inter. He has different kind of ideas, and his ideas, I'm saying this, not his lawyer, but I'm saying that his idea is to join Atletico Madrid. Memphis Depay wants Atletico. Personal terms are not an issue. Memphis is free in the summer, so at the moment he wants to control his future, and he wants to leave Barcelona at all costs. So there are now discussions ongoing between Barca and Atletico Madrid on the value of the deal. So let's see if they're able to find an agreement. Today we had many rumors of a swap deal, including also Carrasco, but from what I'm told, Atletico don't want Carrasco to leave. So it's not an easy one to find a solution on a swap deal. Let's see if Atletico will decide to pay, but I'm told they want a loan. So it's about the clubs. It's not about the player. The player wants to go to Atletico Madrid. And about Inter and Barcelona, as we said, no swap deal. Correa Depay, keep an eye on Kessié and Brozovic, but now depends on Xavi. Depends on Xavi and depends on Barcelona, because on player side, they are waiting to understand Barca, what they want to do with Frank Kessié, a player they signed in the summer. They really trust him. Was not an easy first part of the season for Kessié at Barcelona. But now Xavi has to decide with the board if they want to change Kessié or to continue the season with him. So Inter are basically waiting.
What about Tottenham? Are things moving a bit now?
They need some new signing. They need some new signing, and the situation around Antonio Conte is not easy, also because I feel also he wants new signings, and the player they want to sign, the priority, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, and I can confirm also now, is Pedro Porro from Sporting. This right back was really appreciated by Tottenham. They consider him as the perfect player. Not an easy deal, because Sporting, as we said many times, they want the full release clause, 45 million euros. But Tottenham are still working on that. We had reports from Portugal today morning of a meeting yesterday, and it's true that they had a conversation and the deal was not agreed, but I'm told it's not over yet. Tottenham will insist again for Pedro Porro, and let's see if they will find some other opportunity also in different positions, maybe a new midfield.
A great week for Manchester United after they won the Manchester Derby against Manchester City. But also there are a lot of rumors about contracts, players they can loan out, some names around Manchester United right now.
Yes, and also some links between Real Madrid and Alejandro Garnacho. I think we have to be prepared about this player and big links, because he's a fantastic talent. And so it's normal to have these stories. I'm told that Man United are still convinced of his contract extension, convinced and relaxed that everything will be resolved very soon. So conversations between Man United and Garnacho continue to extend the contract. They want him to have an important contract as an important player. He is an important player in the first team now. And so discussions ongoing between Man United and Garnacho, and at the moment with Real Madrid. It's normal to follow players, but at the moment there is absolutely nothing agreed. And of course, in January, nothing is happening. About Man United, now it's on Erik ten Hag to make a decision on two players. Antonio Elanga, because there is Everton, but also Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund are pushing for Elanga on loan, and the player is really keen on the move to Borussia Dortmund, from what I'm told. So now Man United have to decide what they want to do, if letting him leave or not. And same with Pellistri, because Facundo Pellistri is receiving many loan proposals, Bologna, Flamengo, Valencia, and many others. And so Man United have to decide if they want to let him go and play, or maybe to keep the player, but also maybe extend his contract.
Talking about Liverpool, they continue to look for new players in the midfield, especially towards the summer.
Yes, for January they will look for opportunities, so let's keep an eye on Liverpool until the deadline day, because we saw what happened with Arthur in the summer. So they will look for an opportunity in the next days. And for the summer, Jude Bellingham, top target. As I always told you guys, no rush on Jude Bellingham. Nothing will be decided now. We saw many stories, but City, Liverpool, Real Madrid, maybe Chelsea will be there, so everything is absolutely open. And for the summer, Liverpool are also keeping an eye on Mateusz Nunes, the midfielder of Wolves, because I'm told that the player was already aware of Liverpool interest when he accepted to move to Wolves from Sporting last summer. So Liverpool interest remains. Klopp is a big fan of the player, and probably Liverpool will lose Oxlade-Chamberlain on a free. And I'm told also Naby Keita has a chance to leave. It's not decided yet, but he has a chance to leave. So keep an eye on this midfield situation, because Mateusz Nunes and Bellingham are in Liverpool list for the summer.
Two names, Sarabia and Moukoko.
Yes, for Sarabia, I wanted to say something for PSG in general, because Sarabia will join Wolves on a permanent deal, 5 million euros. Wolves are closing on this deal in these hours with all the details and with the player to have his medical. But keep an eye on PSG. because PSG are exploring the market for some opportunity, no big names, no big stars, but maybe some talented opportunity. So typical Luis Campos work to find a talent for PSG. Could be a center striker, could be a talented center striker, maybe not a big name for front pages, but something interesting and talented. So keep an eye on PSG, because if they find the right opportunity, maybe not in usual countries, something could happen. And for Youssoufa Moukoko, Borussia Dortmund are pushing to extend his contract. They made the proposal. It was also the director, Kel, confirmed. The proposal is on the table, so now it's on the player. It's not true that Moukoko asked for a commission of 10 million euros to sign a new deal. This is absolutely fake news. But now it's important for Moukoko to make a decision if he wants to extend the contract with Dortmund or to leave now and go to Premier League clubs, because Barcelona would only sign him in the summer on a free. So now it's on the Premier League clubs. But again, the feeling at Borussia Dortmund is that Moukoko could extend his contract soon.
Quick fires, João Gomes.
João Gomes' situation is one to follow in the next hours, because we can have another hijack, because Lyon are trying to hijack the deal after Wolves reached an agreement with Flamengo. The player was traveling already to England to have his medical and sign the contracts. But what happened? That Lyon offered to Flamengo more than Wolves. And so now it's on the player, it's on Wolves to decide what they want to do. There are conversations ongoing while we speak, so keep an eye on João Gomes.
Duván Zapata.
There are conversations between Atalanta and Everton for the Colombian striker Duván Zapata. Everton want to offer a loan with buy option for the Colombian striker, but Atalanta only want to let him go on a permanent deal. So talks ongoing. Let's see what happens with Duván.
Rierson.
Julian Rierson is a new Borussia Dortmund player. While we speak, contract is being signed until June 2026 for this fullback, who is joining Borussia Dortmund from Union Berlin, full agreement copy.
Ocampos.
Lucas Ocampos returns to Sevilla and is going to be kind of new signing for Sampaoli. He was on loan to Ajax, never playing, so they decided to bring the player back. Sampaoli is a big fan of Ocampos, and so Ajax will save almost 1 million euro and Ocampos will be new Sevilla player.
Sommer.
Jan Sommer remains the top priority for Bayer. Conversations ongoing with Borussia Mönchengladbach. Gladbach want to keep the player, but the player is dreaming of Bayer, so there are conversations ongoing to find a way. Let's see, but the feeling is that Sommer is an easier option than Nubel, who is on loan to Monaco.
Sulemana.
Kamaldeen Sulemana is a target for Everton. Also, Augsburg and Barmouth asked for him, but now Everton are discussing with Rennes on a potential loan with buy clause. Maybe it could be an obligation. So, talks ongoing. Sulemana wants to leave. Sulemana wants a new opportunity and dreams of Premier League football.
Unai.
Between Azedine Unai and all the clubs trying, everything is still open. Leeds are still there. Leeds are interested, speaking to Angers, but also Napoli made a proposal to sign a player for the next season. So conversations ongoing, but the Unai situation will be clarified very soon.
Thank you, Fabri. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Ciao, guys.